Helper Audio presents The Memory Keeper's Daughter by Kim Edwards. Read by Martha Plimpton. March, 1964. The snow started to fall several hours before her labor began. He sat by her side near the window, watching sharp gusts of snow billow, then swirl and drift to the ground. His wife's feet were propped on pillows, her swollen ankles crossed, a copy of Dr. Spock balanced on her belly. Absorbed, she licked her index finger absently each time she turned a page. Watching her, he felt a surge of love and wonder. That she was his wife, that their baby, due in just 3 weeks, would soon be born. Their first child, this would be. They had been married just a year. "You know, I've been wondering what it's like," she said. "Before we're born, I mean. It's too bad we can't remember. Do you suppose it's like being inside a great lantern? The book says light permeates my skin that the baby can already see." "I don't know," he said. She laughed. "Why not? You're the doctor." "I'm just an orthopedic surgeon," he reminded her. "I could tell you the ossification pattern for fetal bones, but that's about it." It had been an excellent pregnancy, without medical restrictions. Even so, he had not been able to make love to her for several months. He found himself wanting to protect her instead, to carry her up flights of stairs, to wrap her in...